Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Sunday, June 15th. Happy Resurrection Day and Happy Father's Day to all of our fathers in the church and that are listening today, and to all of you who have been spiritual fathers to someone. We are so grateful for your impact and your ministry. Our first passage today is Romans chapter 3, verses 21 through 31. We'll be in the book of Romans for 4 days, just little snippets from Paul's letter to the Romans. Then we'll move over to Luke's gospel. We're continuing on in Luke chapter 6. And because it's the 15th day, we'll read from Proverbs chapter 15, verse 9. Let's start off our week on a good note by learning our memory verse. We're in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 9, verses 35 and 36. I'll read it for you. And Jesus went throughout all the villages, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom and healing every disease and every affliction. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion for them because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. As we move into the book of Romans, I remember going down the, quote, Roman road as a child to think about my faith. And there were different verses from Romans that we quoted in order to share the gospel with someone. And in Romans chapter 3, there's a verse, 23, that shows us that everyone is a sinner, and so we're in need of a Savior. I'm going to read it in the NIV first. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. So now that we have this base knowledge, which we already do, right, that we are sinners, Paul is going to respond to this. And I'm reading it in the Message paraphrase this week, so it's a little bit different, but I think it will give us a fresh look at a familiar passage. But in our time, something new has been added. What Moses and the prophets witnessed to all those years has happened. The God setting things right that we read about has become Jesus setting things right for us. And not only for us, but for everyone who believes in him. For there is no difference between us and them in this. Since we've compiled this long and sorry record as sinners, both us and them, and proved that we are utterly incapable of living the glorious lives God wills for us. God did it for us. Out of sheer generosity, he put us in right standing with himself, a pure gift. He got us out of the mess we're in and restored us to where he's always wanted us to be. And he did it by means of Jesus Christ. God sacrificed Jesus on the altar of the world to clear the world of sin. Having faith in him sets us in the clear. God decided on this course of action in full view of the public to set the world in the clear with himself through the sacrifice of Jesus, finally taking care of the sins he had so patiently endured. This is not only clear, but it's now. This is current history. God sets things right. He also makes it possible for us to live in his rightness. So where does that leave our proud Jewish insider claims and counterclaims? Canceled. Yes, canceled. What we've learned is this. God does not respond to what we do. We respond to what God does. We've finally figured it out. Our lives get in step with God and all others by letting him set the pace, not by proudly or anxiously trying to run the parade. And where does that leave our proud Jewish claim of having a corner on God? Also canceled. God is the God of outsider non-Jews as well as insider Jews. How could it be otherwise, since there is only one God? God sets right all who welcome his action and enter into it, both those who follow our religious system and those who have never heard of our religion. But by shifting our focus from what we do to what God does, don't we cancel out all of our careful keeping of the rules and ways God commanded? Not at all. What happens, in fact, is that by putting that entire way of life in its proper place, we confirm it. Gracious, there's so much we could talk about here, but I just want to leave it with this. It's not, I obey, therefore I am accepted. Rather, it is, I am accepted in Christ, therefore I want to obey. Jen Wilkins says it this way, the law drives us to grace, but grace drives us back to the law. Our second passage is Luke chapter 6, verses 27 through 36. To you who are ready for the truth, I say this, love your enemies. Let them bring out the best in you, not the worst. When someone gives you a hard time, respond with the energies of prayer for that person. If someone slaps you in the face, stand there and take it. If someone grabs your shirt, gift wrap your best coat and make a present of it. If someone takes unfair advantage of you, use the occasion to practice the servant life. No more tit for tat stuff. Live generously. Here is a simple rule of thumb for behavior. Ask yourself what you want people to do for you, then grab the initiative and do it for them. If you only love the lovable, do you expect a pat on the back? Run-of-the-mill sinners do that. If you only help those who help you, do you expect a medal? Garden variety sinners do that. If you only give for what you hope to get out of it, do you think that's charity? The stingiest of pawnbrokers does that. I tell you, love your enemies, help and give without expecting a return. You'll never, I promise, regret it. Live out this God-created identity the way our Father lives toward us, generously and graciously, even when we're at our worst. Our Father is kind. You be kind. Two words there that stuck out for me were generously and graciously. Oh, Father, help us to be generous in all that we do and gracious with our words and our actions. Our proverb for today is somewhat connected. Turn over with me to Proverbs 15, verse 9. A life frittered away disgusts God. He loves those who run straight for the finish line. Or as it says in the NIV, the Lord detests the way of the wicked, but he loves those who pursue righteousness. Will you pray with me? Father, we want to run our race, and we want to do so seeking you, seeking your righteousness, living with generosity and with graciousness. And so we ask by your Holy Spirit that you would fill us up with who you are and empty us of who we are that isn't like you. On this Sunday where we celebrate your resurrection, we pray for that same resurrection power to be at work in the Vacation Bible School kids that sing in the worship services. Continue to work in their hearts. Be at work in the fathers that are in our midst. And also, Lord, we pray for those who are on our prayer list. In silence right now, I give just a minute for us to lift the names and situations to you. Now to him who is able to do abundantly more than we could ask or imagine, to you, our only wise King, we give glory and honor forever and ever. Amen.